Justin Johnson, welcome.
Hello, Julia.
Now, the University of St. Francis Lupke Gallery is currently showing the amazing Betty Fishman's amazing art collection. What motivated this display?
Over the last decade or so, Betty has been donating pieces yearly, a half dozen here, a dozen there. Mm-hmm. And we've amassed over 30 works that she's donated.
Oh,
and I talked to her about the opportunity that we had to celebrate these works that she has donated. In evaluating the space, we also wanted to feature works that were still in her private collection, as well as works of her own. And so the springboard to this was obviously the works that have already been donated to the university. But what's exciting is that this is one of the first times that the city of Fort Wayne has had an opportunity to see the rest of her private collection.
Mm-hmm. How exciting is that? And artistically, what does it represent?
I think that Betty is the consummate artist collector. And you can add teacher to that. You can add friend to that. But you can look throughout history and see a lot of artists amass these amazing collections just from the friendships that they had with other artists, the access that they had to art. She has spent her lifetime surrounded by art, and this collection hits that on almost every level. When you walk into the exhibit, you feel her presence both as an artist and as a collector.
That's impactful too, of course. Now, Betty explains art as a reaction to the world around you, no matter the medium, and she advises to be aware of one's past and present and capabilities. That's some of the basic Bettyism I know. How is this reflected in these very works, her own in this collection, as well as those of her contemporaries?
You know, she has been an advocate for so many artists over the years as director of ArtLink, also her connections to the Fort Wayne Art School. Throughout her life, she has always been a definitive advocate for other artists. Mm-hmm. And with this exhibition, you see her diverse interests. You also see the honesty that's shown in the exhibition in terms of how she perceived herself as an artist. She had such a keen eye for such amazing artwork. And really, a lot of it has a local connection, whether it be faculty members of the art school or the University of St. Francis or IPFW or just artists that were connected to ArtLink.
Great points, and I'm glad that you brought up just a few of those connections that she's so well known for because, yes, this is quite an exciting collection then. And speaking as an informal local art historian or devotee, Justin, how would you describe this collection art-wise?
From an art standpoint, aesthetically, you know, this really follows the trajectory of the 20th century. You see Betty as an artist beginning in the 40s and the 50s. We have drawings of hers that go all the way back to the 50s. Prints that go from the 70s until just recently, as well as her latest acrylic paintings that are very abstract. And with all of the work, if you know Betty well enough or have followed her work, the titles of these pieces are definitive to the meanings of them. And again, there's so much messaging in her work. There's so much narrative to her work. And when you look at the artwork that she's collected, that artwork too has a narrative and a history. And that's, I think, one of the things that draws her to those artworks.
Interesting. And so it sounds like we're going to be reading between the lines and between the canvases and between, well, all of the medium. And speaking of which, is there anything three-dimensional in this show?
There are a handful of 3D works. One in particular is a set of papier-mâché cups, which she titled Board of Directors. And these are character studies of other board members that she was affiliated with back in the 70s and 80s. So there's a bit of tongue-in-cheek to these pieces. But yeah, there's such a broad range of artwork, and this has been one of the very first times that all of it's been amassed in one location for the public to enjoy.
I have to ask, as the director of the gallery and being in charge of exhibits like this, this has to be a pleasure and a joy and a treat, and I'm not asking that, but is there a challenge there too, just to show it all to its best possible way?
The advantage to working with Betty is that Betty has a vision of what she wants the show to look like. And so during the period of time that we organized this show, We've had several meetings of dialogue talking about specific works, but also just making sure that Betty had the show that was in her mind and what she wanted to accomplish with it. She's very excited about the exhibition. And really, in terms of challenge, obviously, the biggest challenge is we just don't have enough square footage to show all of it. So I'm already thinking of ways over the next several years to piggyback off of this exhibition and show her work in different ways. Because again, her portfolio, her body of work over that long period really shows the evolution of an artist, how through an artist's lifetime, things change and your perspectives change, and those are all evident in her works.
Thank you for that insight. As a matter of fact, she admits that her art collection speaks of her life, and this exhibition speaks of her decades of living. What might you add, especially to those that don't know her?
Well, in writing some of the descriptive panels for this show, she was generous enough to loan me her personal archives of some of her writings about not only her artwork, but the artwork of Fort Wayne.
Oh, how wonderful.
Specific histories of Fort Wayne. And reading that, one of the quotes that came to me was one that she wrote that says, "I was never an expert at anything because I like to try everything." That, in a nutshell, represents who Betty is. Betty is not afraid to try anything. Even in this later stage of her life, she's still doing new things and excited to see what's happening. You know, some artists, as they grow older, kind of revert back to the good old art of the past generations, but she in particular is always celebrating what's happening right now. And I think that that is a reflection of her and her perspective of the world.
So we're going to see everything kept fresh and alive in this collection of work.
That's for sure. There's just obviously such diversity in her work that's on display, but also the artists that she's followed over the years, from artists that she has acquired just recently to some of the foundational artists of this community, such as the Fort Wayne Six and so on. George McCulloch's New York Harbor painting. So many artists locally as well as the community are aware of this painting, and now you can see it in a gallery setting. A handful of pieces by Russ Edel, works by Maury Papier, Rick Cartwright, seminal pieces within the history of Fort Wayne's life of art. Such important works that Betty is sharing with the community.
Overwhelming in a good way, it sounds like.
Yes,
taken
most
as
definitely.
A collection. And Betty's own advice to the art lover collector, Justin, has always been to choose what you want to see in your individual space and to trade off if you change. Is that as easily done as so well said as she can say it?
Well, she always puts things very directly.
She does.
And I think that that comes with experience and time. But, you know, a lot of people ask me what they should collect. And what I always say, and this kind of reflects on how Betty interprets that, is surround yourself with pieces that you love. Don't ever purchase a piece of art thinking that it'll be an investment that will grow in years. The best investment you can make is acquiring a work that you'll love for a lifetime. And I also say, if you can't live without that piece, then you must want it for a reason. And I think that Betty would agree with that as well. Acquire what you love, surround yourself with pieces that inspire you, and you'll never grow tired of those pieces.
Great advice for all of us to take. So, Justin, I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of your insight on the exhibit and on the person behind it. Now, when I asked Betty for one thought from her years on the Fort Wayne art scene, she said, "Art is not a decoration, but a statement. And as an artist, I recognize the art of others." Speaking for Betty and about Betty, as is our friend and one of our big heroes on that Fort Wayne art scene, what can you add to that?
I think that's exactly it. She has selflessly given so much of her life to this community on so many fronts and has made the Fort Wayne scene so much richer for that. I think that many of the organizations here in Fort Wayne would not be as strong without the support that she had given to those organizations when they were in their infancy. That, again, tells of her dedication to the community, of being a lifelong member of this community and seeing it grow to where it's at today. The mural projects and the riverfront and how the museum is growing and so many artists going into the downtown revitalization. This all is reflected in the support that Betty's given to this community. I think that her greatest gift, and hopefully her lasting gift, is this acceptance that she had for so many others who now are beginning to have an influence on this community generationally.
Justin Johnson is gallery director and art coordinator for the University of St. Francis School of Creative Arts. Justin, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. And here's to Betty Fishman and every bit of art centricity she stands for.
Thank you, Julia.